How can you live a frontier lifestyle long after the frontier has closed? A growing number of residents of Cochise County are doing it by living off-grid, building their own homes, generating their own power, and keeping their bills low. As KJZZ's Brett Jaspers found out for our Untold Arizona series, the county's building laws make this kind of life easier to lead.
Let's visit three off-grid homeowners with houses in different stages of completion. First, this guy.
My name's Clay Greathouse, and I'm trying to live up to my name.
Greathouse is ready to put walls up for his off-grid home. He and his wife dug trenches where the walls are going to be, walls made out of long, narrow mesh bags filled with earth. Then the exterior walls will be bags filled with volcanic rock.
It's really porous and airy, so it'll be like an insulated wall.
I ran my fingers over it. Greathouse has traced out bedrooms and a courtyard. He's just waiting for a delivery of more bags. He's also a realtor in Tombstone and talks to a lot of people considering going off-grid.
People get afraid because it's like, well, how are we going to run the air conditioner and stuff? And I say, well, if you're building a house, the way to get around that is build a house that doesn't need a lot of air conditioning.
With bags of earth and volcanic rock, you can better control the temperature. Another strategy, though, is to build walls with straw bales.
But this is our practice building, so, whoa, slippery. So it is a construction site.
Pat Reynolds is a retired teacher. She and her husband bought their land a year and a half ago.
We spent 3 years just retired, traveling around in our motorhome, and we just got fat and lazy and bored, you know? So now, every morning, we can choose what to work on or not to work at all.
This practice house has a shower, a composting toilet, and walls made of straw bales reinforced with rebar, then covered with clay. Once this is done, they'll start on the main house.
We're on solar energy here, we're on our well water, and eventually we'll harvest water.
Harvest rainwater, like this next guy, Ray Korleski. He says they've had a lot of rain this year.
And you can see my tank's all the way full to the top.
Korleski's house is done and lined with gutters. The runoff first fills one pipe that collects the dirt. Only when that fills up does the rainwater run into a huge 5,000-gallon tank.
I also have a screen where it goes into the tank, you know, to keep any dirty other debris or anything going through into the tank.
There are many different ways to build your own home and different motivations. Sustainability is one, but cost and independence are also major drivers. You see, owner builders in Cochise County who own at least 4 acres have an option that dramatically reduces their fees and oversight. They don't have to get their construction plans reviewed or their houses inspected, even though they sign an affidavit promising to follow building codes. This so-called opt-out permit costs under $200. A mandatory septic system permit is between $200 and $300. Together, it's much less than the few thousands of dollars a full inspection might cost. Those fees are set according to the size and value of the house. Clay Greathouse, the realtor, says the opt-out permit makes living off-grid more possible.
$20,000, all of a sudden you've got a roof over your head and a place of your own, got the dignity of owning your own place and everything.
But opting out of inspections makes it harder to insure a house or sell it later on. A potential buyer wouldn't know all the nitty-gritty details. Dan Coxworth is director of Cochise County Development Services. He's worried about safety.
Once you cover up the walls, you don't know if headers have put in correctly, if it's been wired correctly, or gas lines put in correctly. So from a safety perspective, we do have concerns.
Coxworth was quick to add, however, he couldn't point to examples of fires or deaths as a result of opt-out homes. The Cochise County Board of Supervisors recently held a work session on opting out. They want the development department to find other permit options to answer those safety concerns. In the meantime, off-gridders rely on a growing community and DIY YouTube to help them build their homesteads. Ray Korleski.
I think a lot of people see that as the new frontier. And also the allure of self-sustainability, to be able to do the things that they want to do themselves and feel like I have control over my future. If something goes bad, I can do it myself.
And he has neighbors to help him. Cochise County says over 100 new single-family homes built between 2015 and 2018 were under opt-out permits. That's about a quarter of the total. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, reporting in Cochise County.